Welcome to a powerful message from the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bronx North Branch. Lighthouse Chapel International branches worldwide provide every member the training, support, and encouragement to fulfill the Great Commission and to go to heaven and hear Jesus say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Join us for a life-changing experience as you listen to this message.
Our beloved Father, please come down and lead us. We are waiting on your touch.
Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity. Father, we see it as an opportunity. We see it as privilege. The privilege of being in your house this afternoon. Lord, we are so grateful that you made way for us. We are so grateful that throughout the trials, throughout the obstacles, Lord, you still made way for us to be here, to hear you. Therefore, oh Lord, as we have come, we welcome everything that you have for us. We ask, oh God, that you give us receptive hearts. May our hearts be fertile for your word. We offer, oh Lord, our hearts for a change. We say, take this stony heart, oh God, and give us a heart of flesh. Father, may our lives not be the same. As we have come in your presence, may we not live the same, but may you bless us, speak to us, change us, transform us, draw us even closer and closer to you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for these wonderful people of Zion. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Well, I think on our watch night service, we began sharing about the reasons why this year should be our year of serving the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you were here during the watch night service? You were here during the watch night service. Okay, some few people were not here. Wonderful. But we've been talking about it is a great thing to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. That it is a great thing to serve the Lord. And indeed, it is a great thing to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you are not behaving like you miss me. You don't miss me. Oh, how I miss you today. How the weather was making it impossible for me, and I was, oh, you're behaving like you don't miss me. I said, it's a great thing to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Sheila, don't you miss me? Man. Oh, Sheila, the other one, you don't miss me. At least I have two Sheilas that miss me. So I'm preaching to the two Sheilas. I said, it's a great thing to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Is that Auntie Kate? Wow, it's wonderful to see you. Amen. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, if you have the opportunity to serve the Lord, it is the greatest thing that you ever want to do with your life. Hallelujah. Now, we began sharing about the reasons why it is a great thing to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Why don't you turn with me to the book of Malachi? Malachi chapter 3. You see, when we talk about the book of Malachi, we mostly think about tithes and offerings. Hallelujah. Our minds automatically move to tithes and offerings and the blessings that come with it and the curses that come with it. Hallelujah. Now, I want to just caution you that it is a good thing to pay your tithe. Hallelujah. It is such a blessing to be a tithe payer. Amen. If you are a Christian, a born-again Christian, and you are not paying your tithe, I want to announce to you that you are losing so much. Hallelujah. You are not gaining. It may appear as if you are gaining, but you are not gaining. Hallelujah. The Bible says, God asks us to bring in the tithe into his storehouse, that there will be meat in his house. And he says, prove me herewith, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Hallelujah. God is prepared to pour you out a blessing. Amen. And he says that, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. You see, there are people who work very hard, but they don't have anything to show. There are people who make so much money, but they don't have anything to show. Amen. Because they will bring so much, they will bring so much in the book Haggai. They say that you will bring so much, but you put what you earn into pockets which have holes in them. Hallelujah. But God will rebuke the devourer that caused you to waste your money. God will rebuke that devourer for your sake. Amen. Such that what you earn will be put into a basket for you, a storehouse for you. Amen. You see, you may be working the same way as another person, and the person may feel that you are a fool by paying your tithe. Because you see, a lot of times when people think about tithe, they think it is money that people are giving to pastors to spend. And that is one of the reasons why a lot of people don't come to church. Amen. But as you are paying your tithe, as you are faithful with your tithe, God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Hallelujah. Some of you don't pay your tithe, and the devourer is just consuming your money. Devourer is consuming your money. Hallelujah. Sometimes your grandmother is supposed to live to age 95. And because of you, you don't pay your tithe. And God wants you to spend your money on funeral, so you make your grandmother die at age 85. Because of you, your grandmother has to die at age 85. Amen. I tell you, I say, when you pay your tithe, God will cause you to put your money in your pocket. Hallelujah. God will cause you to put your money in your pocket. You buy an umbrella, you go to the store, and then you leave your umbrella in the store. And then you have to go and buy another one. You took your gloves, you put it on the counter, and then you walk away. You bought brand new pair of gloves. You just put it in the counter to take your wallet. When you finish, you walk away and you think that these things are ordinary. You think these things are ordinary. And then you realize that your old pair of gloves, you have used it year after year. Because God is rebuking the devourer that steals your gloves. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, you have to believe in these things. You have to believe in these things. Amen. You have to believe in these things. You buy a cell phone, and then brand new cell phone, you pick it up, boop, it falls in the water. It falls in the water, and you have to buy another one. And you don't have insurance. And if you have insurance, you pay the insurance and pay, and you pay and pay and pay, and the phone will not break. The day you decide, this phone, I've been paying, the day you decide not to pay any more of the insurance, your phone will break. And you have to buy another one. You see, you think you pay insurance to maneuver the tithe, the devourer. I heard of a brother who, he pays his tithe faithfully. And then one day I hear he was walking somewhere, and then he tripped. He was very angry. He said, angels, where are you? You are not watching. You are not watching. Because as he's paying his tithe, he believes that angels are supposed to watch over him. He's angry. How can I trip? Angels are not watching. I don't like that. I don't like that. He was very angry. That if he's walking, he's not supposed to trip because he pays his tithe. Angels must watch. They have to make sure that there are no places where he is tripping and falling and all sorts of things. Command angelic blessings for yourself. Hallelujah. I say, angels will watch over you. I say, angels will keep you. They will preserve you. They will watch over your going out and your coming in. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Now there is a scripture in Malachi chapter 3, verse 18, that I want us to look at. You see, this scripture has been obscured by your not paying tithes that you've been preaching about. But there is a powerful scripture here, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 18. It says, "And all nations, then shall ye return." Verse 18. "Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." Hallelujah. Amen. It says, you shall return and you will see the difference between those who serve God and those who do not serve God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if there is such a scripture in the Bible, then I see no reason why anyone would choose not to serve God. You see, because a lot of times, people will say, oh, God loves all of us. God loves everyone. Yes, God loves everyone. That is why he gives us equal opportunity employment, to be employed to serve him. God loves all of us, so he has offered. He says, many are called. God loves all of us. He says, he loved the entire world. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But you realize that it's not everyone that receives the Son. And so we can say, yes, God loves all of us. God gives to all of us. But he makes a clear distinction. God makes a clear distinction between those who serve him and those who do not serve him. Hallelujah. Amen. So serving God activates certain blessings upon your life. Offering to serve God activate automatically certain blessings upon your life. Hallelujah. Because God makes a clear distinction that he will separate those who serve him from those who do not serve him. Hallelujah. Now, if you read the scripture, it says, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. So you see, the difference is the service. Now the word serveth here, the word serveth means to work or to labor. To work or to labor is from the Greek word abad. Means to labor, to work. Hallelujah. So serving God involves hard labor. Serving God involves work. Amen. Amen. Serving God involves something that makes you tired. Hallelujah. Amen. Serving God is different from worshiping God. Oh, yes. There is a difference between worshiping God and serving God. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, as we are all sitting here, there were people who came here earlier. They came here earlier to move certain heavy equipment. They came here earlier to arrange certain things. There are some people who came earlier to try certain things. You see, our church is looking like a Hollywood star type of church. People had to put work in it and thought and effort. Hallelujah. People came earlier to clean the bathrooms. That when you went there, it's a very pleasant place. It involves work. That you went there and you didn't have to squeeze your nose. But you went there and you were freely looking in the mirror and doing all sorts of things. Somebody had to do something before we all came to sit here. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? Some people have been having rehearsals. They do rehearsals. As they come early to rehearse, and when the church is over, they stay late. You see, they stay late to rehearse. It is work. It's not that they don't have anything to do. Some people are learning how to play the instruments. Every song, they have to learn how to play it. They have things to do. But they are purposed to serve God. Amen.
Some of you, you can play instruments, but because we are not saying each time you come and you play, we give you $50, you are sitting down. Amen. There are some people who are praying. They pray. They sleep less. They sleep less so that they stay up to pray for the church. It's not that they are not sleepy. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? They are also sleepy, but they sacrifice their sleep so they'll be awake to pray. I said, serving God involves labor. It involves tiredness. Hallelujah. You see, then we all come and we are worshiping. So it looks as if we are all the same. It looks as if we are all Christians. We are all worshiping God. But there are some who are serving him. And he's making a difference. You see, the difference, he didn't say between him that worship him and him that worship him not. He says between them that serveth him and them that serveth him not. Between them that labor for him, between them that get tired for him, and them that do not get tired. Hallelujah. You see, last night, maybe some of you were just watching Nigerian movies. Some of you, you just watched and then you fell asleep in front of the TV. And then you slept and you woke up 2 a.m. and then you went to sleep. And then you rise up and then you dress up and then you come. But there are some people who were awake at that time that you were watching Nigerian movie, praying. Hallelujah. And that, you see, they can also choose to watch Nigerian movie or watch any movie for that matter. But you see, people have purpose to serve God. And God is saying there is a difference between such people and the other people who do not serve him. Hallelujah. There is a difference. There is a difference. Hallelujah. But this year, I want you to purpose in your heart that you will serve God. That you will labor for God. You will do work for God. Hallelujah. Don't just be the Christian that you come to church and you sing some few worship songs, give some offering, and then you hear some good sermon, and at the end, you go home until next week, Sunday. Then you come again. Don't be that type of a Christian. Decide that you also will serve him. Hallelujah. Decide that you will also labor for him. Amen. Because you see, when we are sitting like, or when we are worshiping, and we are all singing, and we are all dancing, it looks as if we are all the same, and we are all worshiping. But he makes a clear distinction. Hallelujah. You see, when you go under a big tree, when you go to a tree and you see a big tree with a lot of nice green branches, and one of the branches just fall down. You see, when you go and the branch has just fallen down, you see, you look at that branch and you look at the ones that are on the tree, and they look like the same. They don't look any different. The leaves look green. You see, even sometimes if there's a fruit or something like that, it's still on it. And when you look, they look like the same. But then, he says, you shall return and shall discern that there is a difference, there is a distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between them that serveth God and them that serveth him not. You will come again and then you see that the branches are different. They are not the same. I said, they are not the same. Hallelujah. I said, this year, make your mind that you serve the Lord. Make your mind that you will labor for him. If God is making such clear distinction in the Bible, then make your mind that you will also labor for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, you will also labor for the Lord. Amen. You will also get tired for the Lord. You will do something and it's not for anything, but for the Lord. That this tiredness, you are tired and it's for the Lord. You are not tired because you are getting a paycheck. You are not tired because you are preparing food to eat. But you are tired because you are doing something for God. Amen. 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 Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? And when you do that, God is saying he will make a clear distinction. Hallelujah. There will be a difference in your marriage. I said there will be a difference in the marriage of the one who serves God and the one who does not serve God. Your marriage will be different. I say your marriage will be different. Your character will be different. People will look at you and they will see that you have a different character. The character of the person who serves God and the one who does not serve God cannot be the same. He says, I make a clear distinction. He says, you shall return and you shall discern. You shall see it clearly. You shall discern. You shall see it clearly that there is a difference between those who serve God and those who do not. There will be a difference between your financial situations. I said there will be a difference in your financial situations between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve God. Your financial situation cannot be the same. Amen. It cannot be the same. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes it looks as if, oh, we all are doing this work. We all work as HHA. You know what is HHA? What is HHA? Yeah. It looks as if we are all home health aid. And we all come and then we all go. We are all home health. But God says that there will be a difference. This between this HHA and that HHA. This person who serves me and who does not serve me. There will be a difference. We are not the same. Hallelujah. We are not the same. We may be the same secretaries. We work at the same place. You have your office next to mine. And as if we type the same letters, we mail the same letters, we answer the same phone calls. But God is saying there is a difference between a secretary that serves me and another one who does not serve me. There's a difference. I said there's a difference. We all work in the same hospital doing sterilization. You see, as if we are all in the same place, we are going busy carrying the sterile stuff and then putting it here, and we are going and coming. And so when you look, it's as if we are the same, because the paycheck, it comes and we are all getting the same paycheck. But God is saying there is a difference. There is a difference. There is a difference between him that serveth him and him that serveth him not. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I said there is a difference. You cannot be the same. You cannot be the same. Initially, it looks as if they are the same. But when it matters, I say when it really matters, you will see there's a difference. You will come and then you will see. Say, ah, Jack, have we not all been here? Have we not all been here doing the same thing? How come? How come? A man of God was saying that one of his classmates came to him. And then he says, hey, Jack. Hey, you look well. Oh. Hey, things are good with you. As far as the Abrabono, you see, that means life has not been fair with some of us. There is a difference. I said there is a difference. There is a difference between, you see, as if two nurses, they are giving the medication, and then we are taking, and then here, take, here, take, here, take, here, take, and then you two. There is a difference between a nurse that serveth God and a nurse that serveth him not. Oh, yes. We are all giving the same medication, but there is a difference. I said there is a difference. I said there is a difference. There is a difference between a cab driver, a taxi driver that serves God and another one that does not serve God. There is a difference. We may all go and take the same yellow cab. Even you are driving the one that I drove last night. And I'm taking another one that you drove. We keep switching back and forth. We are driving the same car. But there is a difference. I said there is a difference. There is a difference. And I am not making that difference. God is saying, if there is a cab driver that serves me, he is different from another one who does not serve me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He makes a clear distinction. Hallelujah. He makes a clear distinction. There's a difference between a boyfriend who does not serve God and a beloved who serves God. I said there is a difference. There's a difference. You think you have found one. You think you have found one. But there is a difference between that boyfriend who does not serve God and a beloved who serves God. Oh, yes. There is a difference. I said there is a difference. The boyfriend who does not serve God, he just wants to blow you. You know what is blow? Every day, his eyes, every day, he wants to blow you. That is what he's trying to do. Oh, yes. I said there's a difference. There's a difference. He's buying you chocolate. Let's go to Chinese store. Let's go to Japanese store. Let's go here. Let's go here. Let's go here. Papa here. Let's spend here. Let's buy. Oh, it's raining. We have to take a cab. I cannot let my beloved walk in a rain like that. Taking a cab and all sorts of things, giving you ride here and there. He wants to blow you. I am telling you. It's for one reason, one purpose. Oh yes, that's what he wants. That's you see, you have no idea. You have no idea. Just as he's sitting there, and then you are sitting in a restaurant, and then you say, "I'm going to the bathroom," and you are coming. He's looking at your back like this. He's looking at you like this. He said, "This one, when I get, you will see." And then you are happy, you think he's admiring your nice dress. He's imagining your nakedness. I said there is a difference between a boyfriend who does not serve God and a beloved who serves God. There's a difference. You give him chance, you see what he'll do to you. Amen. You see, you leaving the table and going to the bathroom, your drink is at risk. Your drink is at risk. Because I'm telling you, there's only one thing on his mind. It's to blow you. Hallelujah. I said there is a difference. Amen. There will always be a difference. God makes that clear distinction. Hallelujah. And this year, I see you serving God. I see you serving God. Hallelujah. I see you finding a beloved who serveth God. A beloved who has an affinity to labor for God. Hallelujah. That's the one that you should look for. Amen. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. I said there is a difference. Don't find a boyfriend who has his mind on one thing. Amen. Or you don't understand what is blow. If you don't understand, come and see me after service. I will explain it to you. Amen. Let us desire to labor for the Lord. Let us be prepared to get tired for God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you invite people to church. You invite them, and the first question they ask you is, how long is your service? How long is your service? And then you say, oh, you see, sometimes you because you want them to come, you are being forced to sort of not even tell them the truth. So sometimes you say, oh, we start at 11:30. You say, how long is your service? Oh, we start at 11:30. But how long is your service? You see, people are looking for the shortest possible service. Service that is lost like 20 minutes, they are done. And they are done with the Lord. 20 minutes for the praise and worship, for the offering, for the sermon, for second offering, for everything. 20 minutes, we are done. And then we are out of here. Or they're looking for a church that is like the shortest possible distance to their home. If the church involved a bus and train, that is too much. But this year, I see that changing in your life. I see that changing. Hallelujah. This year, you are choosing to serve the Lord. I say you are choosing to serve the Lord. Because there is a difference between them that serve God and those who do not serve God. It is God who makes that clear distinction. Hallelujah. You cannot be in the same situation as your cousin who does not serve God. You cannot be in the same condition. Your situation can never be the same. Like your sister who does not serve God cannot be compared to you. You see, but when you look, it looks as if we are the same. When we look, it looks as if we are from the same parents. We are from the same, we went to the same school. We have the same degree. We have the same this. We went to the same place. We are working at the same. But the Bible says you shall return and you shall discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 16. 2 Chronicles chapter 16. Verse 7. Give me that in the New Living Translation. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse number 7. Look at that. He says, at that time, Hanani, the seer is a prophet. He says, at that time, Hanani the seer came to King Asa and told him. You see, this King Asa, you know, the Lord has given him some victory over some countries in the past. And now this time, he thinks the victory was his own effort, so he's using his own strategies and so on and so forth. And so he lost big time. So at that time, Hanani the seer came to King Asa and told him, because you have put your trust in the king of Aram instead of in the Lord your God, you miss your chance to destroy the army of the king of Aram. The next verse. He says, don't you remember what happened to the Ethiopians and the Libyans and their vast army with all of their chariots and their charioteers? At that time, you relied on the Lord and then he handed them over to you. I see, as you are relying on the Lord will hand over all your enemies to you. Hallelujah. The Lord will hand over all your enemies. People who do not want you well, people who do not want to do you good, the Lord will take care of them for you as you are relying on the Lord. I said, there is a difference between you who is sitting here today, that it is slippery and icy and the news is such that don't travel unnecessarily. Don't travel if you don't have to. And you have traveled to come here as if you don't have a mind, as if you are not wise, as if you don't think. The Lord is saying that there will be a difference as you rely on him. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. David, there's a difference. That you carry your family through the snow, the slippery, as if you are mad. And you have come in the house of God. There is a difference. There will be a difference. Yes. He says, and at that time, you relied on the Lord. And then he handed them over to you. The eyes of the Lord. Look at that. He says, the eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. What a fool you have been. I say, you are a fool when you are not serving the Lord. You are a fool. He said, what a fool you have been. I didn't write the Bible. Please, do not be angry with me. What a fool you have been. From now on, you will be at war. You will be at war because you are not serving the Lord. He says, you will be at war. You didn't rely on the Lord. But he says that the eyes of the Lord, they search the whole earth. That means wherever you go, God is watching over you. Whether it's a slippery road, he's watching. As we were driving this morning, as we were coming, it took, you know how many hours it took us to just get here? You know, and then we will see accident here, accident there, and then the GPS will tell you there's a hazard here, and then you see this car has driven and is bumped here, one is being towed, and so on and so forth. And I said, the Lord watches over his people. Because even as I was sitting on the passenger seat, I was braking. I said, hey, this driver. But I not knowing that the Lord was watching over the driver. Hallelujah. But the Lord will watch over you. Psalm 37. Psalm 37, verse 34. Psalm 37, verse 34. Psalm 37, verse 34. He says, put your hope in the Lord. Travel steadily along his path. He will honor you by giving you the land. You will see the wicked destroyed. Change that to King James Version for me. He says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. You will see it. I say, you will come and you will discern the difference. when the wicked is cut off, you will see the difference. That indeed there is a difference between one person who is serving God and another one who is not serving him. The next one, he says, next verse, I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. You see, when you look, you see, this person, he doesn't even go, look at me. It was snowy, it was icy, and I was coming to church. This person didn't go, this person didn't do this. And look, he said, I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. When you look, yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. I said, there is a difference between him that serveth God. Then he says, mark the perfect man. You mark him. It looks as if he's not going anywhere. It looks as if he's wasting his time. It looks as if he's not wise. But mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end of that man, the end of that man, the end of the perfect man, it is peace. I say, in the end, we shall return and we shall see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. There will be a difference. Oh, yes. There will be a difference in every aspect of your life. I said, there will be a difference in every aspect of your life. Auntie Kate, there is a difference between a person who serves God and another one who does not. As if we are all doing the same thing. As if we are all taking the same course. But mark that perfect man as he is going and he's coming. Young woman, as she is going and she's coming. She could also have taken any man and married. But for the sake of God, I say for the sake of God, she's going and she's coming. And you think she's a fool. Why would she not marry? Why all the young women are married? Can't you find one? For the sake of God, she's keeping herself. He says, I will not marry until the Lord. He says, rely on the Lord, the one who relied on the Lord. He says, mark that man, mark him, and you will see that his end or her end is peace. Amen. Even your death is different from the one who does not serve God. I said, the way you die is different from the one who does not serve God. I have seen Christians, when they are dying, they are ready. They say, I am ready. They have a joy. And I am ready. I am ready. And they are going in peace. And even their funerals, they are different. Their funerals, they are different. There are some people who go to their funeral, you don't know what to say. You say, oh, you don't know if you say, oh, she has gone to be with the Lord. You know that she has not gone to be with the Lord. This person, when he was alive, didn't want to talk about God. Didn't want to hear about God. Church was not on his mind. God was, and now you have died. And then we say, he has gone to be with the Lord. He has not gone to be with. I said, there is a difference. He has not gone to be with the Lord. Then we are saying all sorts of things. God is the one that gives and he's the one that takes. God has not taken you. You are died and you are going to hell. There is a difference between your deaths. There's a difference. Amen. You see that now when the person is dying, then they call the priest. Sometimes I see in the hospital and the family, oh, can we have the priest? As the person is dying, call the priest. Let the priest come. The person doesn't serve God. Now you, as the person is dying, call the priest. Let the priest come and say something just in case. Just in case. Heaven will rub off. How many of you have seen that before? A pure unbeliever. He's dying and he's calling for the priest. I say even your death is different. God makes a clear distinction between one who serves him and one who does not. Amen. The second reason is that serving God with joy would result in the abundance of all things. Serving God with joy would result in the abundance of all things. Serving God with joy will result in the abundance of all things. Turn with me to Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse number 47. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 47. Are you there? Serving God with joy would result in the abundance of all things. He says, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Do you understand? So the scripture is teaching us that if you do not serve the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, you will not have the abundance of all things. But if you do serve God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, then you will have the abundance of all things. I say you will have the abundance of all things. Amen. You will have the abundance of all things. Amen. God does not like people who serve him with faith. You are serving God and you have a face. God does not like people who serve him with attitude. Hallelujah. The Bible says God likes or loves a cheerful giver. If you are giving of your service, God loves for you to give cheerfully. Hallelujah. God wants you to do it cheerfully. Amen. God wants you to do it with gladness. Hallelujah. God does not like people who serve him with attitude. God does not like people who serve him with murmuring and complaining. Hallelujah. You see, there is a blessing in it. There is a blessing of abundance of things. So if you are serving God, the thing you are doing it, so do it with gladness. You are doing the thing. The only thing that is missing is the gladness and the joyfulness of heart. Because you do it. Hallelujah. You are carrying the instrument. The thing, you will carry it. As you have come, you will carry it. So carry it with gladness. Overlook who is here and who is not. That, ask for me every time. And then your wife is also telling you, hey, let's not go early. Because every day you go early and you are the one that is arranging. Oh yes, I know all those things. I know. Let's go a little late. By the time you get there, they have finished arranging them. It's not a wise thing. Wife, that is not a wise counseling. God gave you as a helpmeet. That is not a helpmeet for you. Because you are the reason why things are not working out in the home. That counseling is a bad counseling. I say it's a bad counseling. It's not a wise counseling. Let's delay. And then if the man is angry and is delaying, you also develop a strategy to hold him back. I left my handkerchief, and then you go. I left my scarf, and then you go. Hey, the baby's bottle, and then you go. I left my this, and then so you are waiting for the people to finish the arrangement before, because you don't like your husband to be carrying the things. Amen. Serve with gladness. Carry the instruments with gladness. Amen. As you are carrying, you are singing. And you are praying. You are carrying it with a style. Hallelujah. It's labor. It's labor. You're supposed to be tired. It's okay. But add the gladness to it. Add the joyfulness of heart to it. So that the abundance of all things shall be your portion. Amen. Do it with gladness. Clean the bathroom with gladness. Clean it with gladness. And then you went and you check again. Oh, nice. And then you dust, you polish a little bit. And then you check to see if you can reflect. You can see your image in it. It's really nice. Be proud of what you have done. I have done this for the Lord. The people come and they, we are not doing it for them. You are doing it for the Lord. You are doing it for the Lord. Don't murmur. Don't have it with face. Oh, today you are on duty. You are supposed to clean the bathroom. This week too. Last week I was on duty. This week too. How many people are we in the ministry? every day, every weekend. I am on duty every weekend. And then you go and do it. Do you see? You have lost the abundance of all things. You have lost the abundance of all things. But do it with gladness. I said, do it with gladness. Amen. You people should tune the microphone with gladness. Richard, tune it with gladness. Check them. Come on and check them. This is working. Oh, wonderful. This is working. Oh, powerful. This is working. Check them with gladness. Tune them. Brother, let me see. Let me hear this one. If it is working. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 It's working. How about this one? It's working. We are got it. We got it. We are on top. And you are moving with gladness. With gladness. We are gladness. With gladness. Look, it's for the abundance of all things. It's for the abundance of all things. Amen. For the abundance of all things. Hallelujah. You are staying up late to pray for the church. Do it with gladness. They say you are supposed to lead the prayer meeting. And you wake up. Even the way you introduce the topics, we can see that this guy, you don't want to do this thing. You are not happy. Shall we pray? Are you there? Are you people there? Are you praying or you are not praying? I cannot hear you. Are you praying or you are not? Be glad that you have the opportunity to do this. Beloved, join us. Let us pray. Let's lift up our voices and pray. As we come before the Lord, we are coming boldly to the one who answers by fire. We have come boldly. Amen. Do it with gladness. Don't murmur. They say you are on duty. Ah, but I was on duty last week. I was on duty too. Hey, it's a privilege. I say it is a privilege. It is a privilege. They say you are on duty. You say, oh yes, I am on duty again, and I'll do it with joy. Amen. Not that we are begging and we are seeing who will be on duty and who will do this and who will do that. It's for the abundance of all things. I say it's there for the abundance of all things. Do follow up with the abundance of all things. Amen. You call people with the abundance of all, for the abundance of all things, you are calling them with joy. Is somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? You want to do the work with the joyfulness of heart and with gladness. Because you see, the painful thing is that you get the work done. Because you don't want us to say something. You do it. But you do not get the blessing that you deserve. Amen. Some of you will not do something until they say, oh, Reverend is the one that told me to tell you that you should do this. As if I am the one that gives the abundance of all things. What do I have? Amen. But I see you changing this year. I say, I see you changing. Amen. When they call for evangelism, you are coming with gladness. They say, we are having evangelism. Come with gladness. I say, oh, but it's cold though. It's cold. You stand in the cold for your bus to go to work. Amen. Some of you work at the storefront. You stand in the cold 12 hours in front of the store. And you are freezing. Amen. We see you have covered everything except your eyes to watch a thief. Amen. Emmanuel, let's do the work of God with gladness. Zopoku, let's labor for the Lord with gladness. Benson, we are laboring with gladness. Hallelujah. Labor with gladness. Do not let the enemy take your blessings away. Because you are working for the Lord anyway. You are doing the work anyway. But I see you changing. I said this year, I see you changing. 2015 is our year of serving God. Hallelujah. When they invite you to church, they say, come on, let us go to church. Come with joy. When you are coming to church, come with joy. You enter his gate. You enter his gate as you are coming. As you are coming, you are singing and you are dancing. As you are coming, not that you are dragging, as if something is pulling you here.
but come with joy. Amen. Come with gladness. Hallelujah. Psalm 122 verse 1. Look, listen to what somebody said. You see, there is a reason. God loves cheerful givers. God loves people who serve him with joy and with gladness. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Michael, do you see? He says, I was glad when they just announced it. When they made mention to me, they just invited me. I was so glad that somebody came and said, oh, let us go into the house of the Lord. He said, I was glad. I didn't feel obliged. I didn't feel it was too much. But I was glad. He says, I was glad. Hallelujah. I was glad. Sometimes there are some people that, you know, I have some follow-up people, you know, and they are young men. Sometimes they call people, you have not been in church for a while, and they call you. Oh, why have you not? They are angry that you are calling them. They are angry. He says, but why are you calling me? Why you keep calling me? Oh, why are you calling me? Look, I was in a church before you came. Huh? Why? Why are you calling? I didn't come to church 3 weeks and you keep calling me and keep... But David said, I was glad when somebody picked up the phone and said, come on, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad. You are angry. Even you like people to serve you with gladness. You like people to serve you with gladness. When people serve you and they have face, they have attitude, you are not happy. You are not happy. He says, they were dishing the food. Everyone was going. When I went there, the way he put a thing in my plate, I didn't like it at all. He said, she dished me my food, I didn't like it at all. And you are angry. When you go to the restaurant and the waiter or the waitress is serving you and they have attitude, you decide not to give them tip. Isn't that so? You say, the moment you see a little attitude, you say, you, no tip. Could it be that we are missing a lot of tips from God because we are not serving him with gladness? Could it be that God is not tipping us a lot because we are not serving him with gladness? David was receiving a lot of tips. He is fornicating, but he's receiving tips. He's committing adultery, but he's receiving tips. Because he was serving God with gladness. He was serving God with joy. With a joyfulness of heart. Was he serving God? There's some of us. You see, and some of the waitress, especially when they are closing and then you come in late. You know, then attitude, big time attitude. And then the moment you see that attitude, they say, you no tip for you. But you want, no matter how late you come in, you want them to serve you with gladness. You want them to serve you with joyfulness of heart. You want them to come. Sometimes you come in, maybe they are closing like 8 o'clock and you come in maybe 8:40 or 7:40. You know, they cannot say that we are closing in 20 minutes because the time is 8 o'clock. So they will let you in. And then you come and sit down. And then you ask for the menu. And then they give you the menu. And then you ask them, oh, can you explain this to me? What is this? What? This is good. It's our best. That is the best for the day. They don't even know which one you are asking. The moment you say, oh, can you explain? Oh, this one is the best for the day. Do you want that one? Oh, you will like it. You will like it. They don't even have time for you. True or not true? Are you happy when they do that to you? Are you happy when they do that to you? Do you plan to give them a big tip when they do that to you? I tell you, you are missing a lot of tips from God because you are not serving God with gladness and with a joyfulness of heart. It is labor. John, you are playing the drums. You are sweating, but you are laughing. You are tired. You say, you are tired. But not that as you are singing and then the praise and worship leader, you think he's done. And then she raised another, time is it? Are we still playing? And then as you are playing, you are checking the time. Look, when you are tired, in my opinion, just stop playing. Don't murmur in your head. Don't say anything in your head. Don't just stop and be joyful and be glad and just dance. I say, let us serve God with joyfulness of heart and with a gladness of heart. And you will receive the abundance of all things. Hallelujah. Psalm 27 and verse 4. Look at what David said. Psalm 27 and verse 4. He says, one thing have I desired. Look at somebody. You see, that is, you see, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. That means I will go after it. This one thing that I have desired, I am going to pursue it. I will go after it. That I may what? Dwell. Not come quickly and go, but dwell in the house of the Lord. When? All the days of my life. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Not to get paid. Not because I come and then they pay me $50 for each service that I play. That I play the drums. They don't even pay me. And look how I'm sweating. My white shirt is getting red at the neck and my armpits and all. And I'm playing. They are not paying me. But David said, one thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To do what? Just to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. That is someone who is doing this with joyfulness. Hallelujah. They invited you to church, and then the church extends just 10 minutes, and then you make your mind, that's the last time. I'm not coming here again. It's too long. The service was too long. I'm not coming here again. 10 minutes. You say, oh, are you not coming next week? Oh, your church is too long. I'm not coming again. Some of you, because the church delayed a little bit, you say, that is good for 2 weeks. So next week, you are not coming. You will come the following week. Because you have spent enough time for the Lord for 2 weeks. God should take that. Share this week and next week, Lord. Hallelujah. But as you serve God with joyfulness of heart and with the gladness of heart, God will give you the abundance of all things. Hallelujah. I say God will give you the abundance of all things. He will give you the abundance of all things. Your problem will not be where is the thing, but your problem will be a matter of choice. What to choose. That will be your problem. Your issue will be which one to choose. Because there will be abundance of all things. I said there will be abundance of all things. There will be abundance of job offers. You will not know which job to choose from. Because you are serving the Lord with gladness. In the name of Jesus. I said there will be abundance of job offers. There will be abundance of beloveds. It will be which beloved to choose. This one or that one. The tall one or the short one. The fat one or the skinny one. He said there will be abundance of beloveds. As you serve the Lord with gladness, as you serve him with a joyfulness of heart, there will be abundance in the name of Jesus. There will be abundance in your finances. I said there will be abundance in your finances. Your basket shall be full. Your basket shall not be empty. As you serve the Lord with joyfulness and with gladness, your basket will be full. You will not lack. Your bank account will never be empty. In the name of Jesus. I say, as you serve the Lord, your bank account will not be empty. There will be abundance of children. There will be abundance of children. Good behavior children. Abundance of them. Your children shall excel. They shall receive many awards. The abundance of awards for your children. As you serve the Lord with gladness. In the name of Jesus. There will be abundance of cars. Oh, somebody receive it. I say, there will be abundance of cars. The matter will be not which car to drive. It will be which car to take today. Which car to drive to church. Which car to take to where. There will be abundance of cars. You shall have the abundance of houses. Abundance of homes. You will not lack any good thing. As you serve the Lord with joyfulness and with gladness. In the name of Jesus. Let it be so according to as has been prophesied. In the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus. Stand unto your feet. Let us bring the service to a close. As you serve the Lord. Oh, yes. He says, then shall you return and shall discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. There will be a difference. God will separate you. He says, come ye, be ye separate from amongst them, and I will be your God, and you shall be my children. Yes. He will make that clear distinction.
He will make that clear distinction
between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. He will make that distinction. Yes.
I give myself away.
Your marriage will be different. Your husband will not cheat on you. Your husband cannot have a girlfriend. The Lord will watch over him. Yes. The Lord will restrain him. Oh, yes.
I give myself away.
Commit your life into his hands. Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Lord, I long to see
your desire is over me.
Your desire.
If that is your desire, oh, yes, it shall be revealed in you.
I give myself.
Oh, yes. Then give yourself to him. Yes. Desires are, but as you serve him, yes, place them in his hands. As you serve him with a joyfulness of heart, with a gladness.
Oh, Lord, I give myself away.
Yes. If you give it to him,
living sacrifice, yes. As a living sacrifice, all my dreams, Lord, all my dreams,
all my plans,
all my plans,
Lord, I place them in your hands,
Lord, I place them in your
hands. Yes. You down. I say he will never let you down. If you place your life in his hand, if you commit your dreams unto him, he will never let you down. Yes. It may look as if you are the same like other people, but he will make that distinction. God will make that distinction. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So you.
My life was not my own. So you are.
to you I belong. That's
yes,
why
commit
I
yourself
gave
into his hand.
Give
yourself to him.
I gave
give
myself
yourself to him.
To
yes.
You. Say, my life is not my own.
Oh.
To you I belong. I gave myself. I gave myself to you.
Oh, yes.
I give myself away.
Oh.
Lord, I give myself
oh,
away.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I give myself away, Lord. So you can use me.
Oh, Father, how grateful we are. How grateful and how thankful we are this afternoon, oh God. Oh, the fountain of living waters. We are so grateful. Oh, you are indeed the great high priest. Father, we are so grateful. We are thankful, the Most High God, that we can commit our lives into your hands. We give ourselves away, oh Lord, into your hands. And we say, take us and use us to your pleasure. Use us the way you want. For we will serve you with joyfulness and with gladness. For you are the giver of the abundance of all things. Father, you say there is none who has followed you and have become a beggar. David said, I've been young and I've been old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Father, the seed of your people, their children shall not beg bread. They shall not beg bread. They shall not be homeless. They shall have the abundance of all things as they serve you with joyfulness and with gladness. You say that you will separate them. You will separate the wicked from the righteous. You will separate those who serve you from those who do not serve you. Lord, we ask, may there be a special blessing that comes upon your people as they purpose to be in your house today, as they make a choice today, oh God, to oversee all the hazards of roads and warnings. Lord, they sought after you and they came to your house of worship. I ask, oh God, that they shall not live the same way. I ask, oh God, that there shall be supernatural provision. This day, Lord, may you remember. May you remember this day that your children came to your house of worship. Father, may you never forget. May you remember this day. Cause them, Lord, to have the abundance of all things. Cause them to have favor. Cause them to have the grace of God. May you show them wonders. May you do a new thing in their lives. May you they commit all their dreams into your hands. I ask, oh God, that your will shall be done concerning these ones. As they went through the hazards of road to come to your house, Lord, they have placed their hope in you and they have put their trust in you. For they put not their trust in man. Therefore, oh God, I cancel every curse. I cancel every ancestral curse, any generational curse. Curses that have come upon their parents, may they not descend upon them. And may they not descend upon their children's children. May their children prosper. May they do well. May their children excel. I ask, oh God, that you cause this one to excel in all things. In the name of Jesus. May they not lack any good thing. May you bless them exceedingly. May you bless them abundantly. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. We call upon Jehovah. We call upon Yahweh. The one that answers by fire. Ah, may you hear them, oh God, and bless them. May you cause them to exceed. May you cause them, oh God, to be blessed in the name of Jesus. I speak prophetically that they shall not live here the same, but may the abundance of all things open doors into their lives. Open doors into their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we
Ayayaya bro satan dala macabre and dala mama.
My life is now
in the name of Jesus.
To you I belong.
We thank you,
I
Lord. We bless you. For he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he, not with him, also freely give us all things? We thank you, Lord. Open doors that have been closed. Yes. Open doors that have been closed. And shut doors that need to be closed. For you are the one that shuts and no man opens. Stretch forth your hand and no man shall put down. We thank you, Jehovah. We glorify your name. We bless you. In the name of the one who died and rose again, even on the third day, even Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't you clap properly for Jesus? And as I hear, I want to hear your loudest amen
here this afternoon. Jesus Christ is not your savior. You have not given your life to Jesus. If you are here this afternoon, you want to give your life to Jesus. You say, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to receive Christ in my life. Maybe you come to church every Sunday, but you know deep in your heart that you are very far from Jesus. You are very far from God. If you were to die today, you are not even sure where you will go. If that is you, this afternoon, I'm giving you this great opportunity. Why don't you lift up your right hand with all eyes closed, every head bowed. You say, I feel very far from Jesus. I want to give my life to Christ. If that is your prayer, do not leave this place without giving your life to Christ. You may not have that opportunity again. You may not have that opportunity again. He said, be sure of your salvation. Be sure of your salvation. If that is your prayer, I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you are. Just lift up your right hand and I will say this short prayer with you. Anyone here like that? Anyone here like that? Lift up your right hand and I will say this short prayer with you. Father, we thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice you made for us. Even whilst we were still sinners, Lord, you sacrificed. You laid down your life for us. We are grateful unto you. We thank you for your word that continues to light our path. We thank you, Lord Jesus. May you keep us, preserve us, deliver us from the wicked one. Deliver us from his subtlety. Deliver us from his lies. Deliver us from his deception. Deliver us from bad counseling in the name of Jesus. Deliver us from ungodly counsel. Deliver us from the counsel of the ungodly. Lord, may you keep us. May your word be a guide unto us. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you have been blessed immensely by this message. Join us at 1734 Williamsbridge Road in the Bronx on Sunday afternoons and Tuesday evenings. For copies of this and other messages, contact us via email at lci.bronx@gmail.com.